Today, I will give you two pieces of advice to learn a language or even become a polyglot that you've probably never heard before. My name is Azarin. I run a business called the Calgary Language Nerds. We teach lots of languages. If you want to learn a language with me or one of the teachers, instructors on my team, please go to my website. You can find that in the episode description box for today's episode. It's azarinthelanguagenerd.com. A-Z-Z-R-E-N, thelanguagenerd.com. As I said, today I would like to give you two pieces of advice to learn a language or even become a polyglot that you've probably never heard before. The first piece of advice is called follow the breadcrumbs. I first heard this term from my mom. I think, I could be wrong, but I think people who are researchers, maybe you're doing your master's or your PhD, I think this is the term that they use. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they use it. Follow the breadcrumbs in a research context, based on what my mom told me, looks like this. If you read an article, the article has references. You then read the references to the article that you read. So you read an article about language learning. Here's a great way to learn a language, blah, 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 blah. We did this study. You go to the references and there's 17 references. You then go read all the references. That's called following the breadcrumbs. Now, how does this apply in a language learning context? Well, you're going to find a language learner or a polyglot. Ideally, someone that's that you know in person, if you happen to know someone in person. But if not, you can find an online polyglot, someone who makes videos, audios, podcasts, writes blog posts, someone who talks about language learning and gives language learning advice, who speaks multiple languages. Okay? You're going to then see, how did this person come up with all the advice that they're giving? So if the person says, oh, you have to do lots of listening and the material has to be at your level, where did that person get that piece of advice from? How did the person you're listening to learn that lesson? Did they learn it in a book? Did they learn it in another podcast? Did they learn it through personal experience and they experienced something? Wherever they got that piece of information, you want to go to that source. Often people will say, oh, I learned this lesson by blah, 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 blah. And they'll tell you how they learned the lesson. Go to that source. And that will, at least in my personal experience so far, be incredibly insightful. Let me tell you how I learned that this piece of advice. Let me tell you where I got this from. I learned this in a business context. There are some people I follow on YouTube that give advice, that give business advice. I find them to be very helpful, right? Helpful for me in my business. One of these people is named Alex Hormozy. And I also follow his wife, Layla Hormozy. I love the advice that they give. I found myself wondering one day, I wonder how these two people learned all the information that they're teaching me. They're teaching the masses, not just me, of course. Where did they learn all this information? How did they learn it? And they often will tell you where they learned it. They'll say, oh, I read this book, or oh, I learned it because I made this mistake, or blah, 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 blah. Often it's books or other people that they learned it from. And what I've started to do is I've started to read the material or listen to the material that they reference. They'll say, oh, I learned this from this book. I'll say, great, I'll write that down, go get that book and start reading the book. And I don't know why, but something about that is very helpful. It's much more helpful than just hearing the advice from one person. I think it's because when Alex or his wife or whoever, whatever polyglot in your guys' case, or language learner, language teacher, when they share a piece of advice, you're getting a small piece of the full, you're getting a small piece of the pie. They're giving you one piece of advice, but there's much more behind that piece of advice. There's research, there's a bigger story, there's a more comprehensive story. And so when you go to the source, you get the full picture. That's been my experience so far, where I go read the source, listen to the source, and I get a much fuller picture that allows me to follow the, it makes it easier to follow the advice. When you follow the breadcrumbs, when you go to the source of the information, You go to, where did this individual learn this information from? You go to that piece of information. It makes it easier to implement the advice that the polyglot or language learner gave. In other words, I give a piece of advice. I say, intensive studies are really helpful. Whatever I say, who knows what I say, right? I say what I say. I happen to mention where, how, or where I learned it from. You then go to that source. It'll make it easier for you to then follow the advice that I gave. If you don't go to the source, it might be harder for you. That's been my personal experience. So tip number one, when you're following an online language teacher or polyglot, or maybe someone in person who gives you advice, ask them or listen for where the person learned that lesson from and go to that source yourself. Tip number two, do everything that a polyglot or language learner says. Okay, what does this mean? Do everything. I'll explain this with a story. As you guys know, I run a business and I will watch business content on YouTube, or generally on YouTube, yes. Sometimes I read books about business as well. Usually in the past, here's what I've tended to do. I will watch a podcast, watch a video, listen to something, read a book. I will take the lessons that seem relevant or useful for me, and I will do those things. Read a book, learn a skill, do that one skill. Listen to a podcast. Maybe there's 50 different pieces of advice in the podcast. Who knows? And I'll do two of them, three of them, four of them, one of them. Sometimes I read something, listen to something, watch something, and I do nothing with it. I listen to it and I go, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, I like that. And then I do nothing with it. Sometimes I do that. Maybe you can relate. Recently, I was watching someone on YouTube. His channel is called The Future. And he was saying that if you're trying to, in his case, he talks to designers. So it's specifically for designers, graphic designers, artists, essentially, that are trying to make a living as an artist. That's who his audience is. But I find his advice quite useful, even if you're not an artist. So for someone like me. So he was saying that, listen, if you've been an artist and you're trying to do motion graphics or whatever it is, and it's been like 4 years and you're struggling, you're not able to get to the types of goals that you have in your mind. You're not able to have the number of customers you want. You're not able to, whatever the goals are, right? You're not able to. You're doing something wrong. So you may as well find someone you trust and do everything that they say to the letter. Everything, 100%. Don't skip one of them. Do find someone you trust. Could be someone you know in person. Could be someone online. Find someone you trust. Ask them, what should I do? And do everything they say, 100%. And see where that gets you. And I was like, huh. That's an interesting concept. I've been doing that. That's changed how I consume content. So now there are certain people that I listen to, that I read, again, more in a business context than language context, because language I feel much more comfortable. I feel very confident in my ability to become very fluent in another language. I feel I've done it multiple times. I think I can do it. So I don't really necessarily watch a ton of language content to get ideas per se, but for business, I do watch content. And now, if I read a book, watch a podcast, watch a video, what I will often do is I will rewatch it, reread it, re-whatever, like consume it again, take notes, write down everything that the person said, and then I will work to implement everything that the person said, 100%. It has to be someone who I believe what they're saying. I have to believe the advice they're giving. If I have doubts, I won't. But there are certain people I follow, and I'm like, yeah, I bet you if I did everything this person said, I think that would probably be really good for me. So that's what I've been doing. For example, I'm reading a book right now. I'm actually reading two books right now at the same time, but primarily one. I've now read it probably three times. Yeah, I think I've read it three times because I'm trying to implement everything in the book. So I take notes. I'll say, okay, I haven't implemented this yet. Let me go implement that. And I'll read it again and be like, ooh, you know what? I missed this part. How did I miss that? Let me implement that now. Let me figure out how to do that. And I'll try to do everything that this one individual, the author of the book, says. And I'm going to do that. The second book I'm reading on the side. I'm just doing an initial read through right now. I'm going to do it with that book as well. And this is a bit of a longer and denser book, so it'll take longer. So when you follow a polyglot online, a language teacher, someone that you trust, has to be someone you believe, and you're like, yes, I really believe what this person is saying. Try doing everything that they say to the letter, to the best of your ability. And at least so far for me, as I've been doing it in a business context, so far, it seems to be working. It's early in the process. I don't know. I can update you later, but seems to be working. So as a recap, the two pieces of advice, that these are things that I have been, things I've been doing in my life recently, and so far they seem to be working. So the first one was, follow the breadcrumbs. Go to the source of the information. When someone shares a piece of advice, where do they get it from, right? Could be a book, podcast, wherever they got it from. Heck, it could even be a personal experience. And what's interesting, a little tangent, it can be interesting to see if you can replicate the experience they had for yourself. It's something that just occurred to me now that I'm like, huh, actually, maybe I should do that too. Anyway, something to think about. Then the second piece of advice is when you find a language teacher, polyglot, language learner, someone on the internet, someone you know, someone who gives advice on learning languages that you really trust, listen to every piece of advice that they say, everything, all of it. Don't pick and choose, because obviously, you know, unless you've been able to successfully learn languages in the past and you've figured out a way to do it for yourself, in which case, great. But if you haven't, well, what you're doing isn't working. So you may as well try something else. So go listen to everything someone else says that you trust. It'll feel unnatural. It'll feel kind of awkward. It'll feel wrong often. Like, what? This can't be right. But guess what? You're not right because it's not working. So it's just different. It's not wrong. It's just different. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate your attention as always. Have a great day and we'll chat later. We'll chat later, not chack. I said chack. I meant to say chat with a T. We will chat later. Bye-bye.